Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's.
You guys know what time it is? It's time for real talk.
And it is the day after the Derby. So, yeah, I got a lot to talk about. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D. And I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, was the Derby not just fucking awesome?
Considering I didn't win, yes and no. I actually had the 3 and the 10. So this motherfucking damn 21 who long shot 80-1. I mean, it was, first of all, that's that shit that you see in movies. Like, you know, let's keep it real. That's that shit that you see in movies.
Secretariat.
That the damn horse come from out of no damn where. So
that ain't no shit.
You know, but I did bet on the Derby like I always do. I'm not disappointed. I mean, if I bet on the horses all the time, I would probably be disappointed. I'm just going to be honest. But
right.
Because I only bet once a year, I do the Derby. For anybody who's been listening to this show, if you're new to listening, every year I bet on the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. You don't hear me talking about betting on no horses no other time other than those three races.
Yep.
Every now and then you might hear me talk about the Breeders' Cup. Every now and then. But overall, it's those three. So, I mean, it's nice if I win, but I'm okay if I lose. Because if I follow up the horses, I probably would be, you know, I would probably have a better grasp. I don't even make my choice until probably a couple of days before the damn race. I place my bet normally on that Friday. So, you know, I'm not upset. I mean, it was a hell of a race. My daughter and I, we were finally celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And I know everybody says, Miss V, yesterday was not Cinco de Mayo. You're right, but Cinco de Mayo fell on a Thursday. And my daughter and I both have jobs, like the rest of the world. But we live so far apart that it's not rational for us to really try to celebrate. So I made homemade tequila. When I say homemade tequila, I want y'all to understand. No, I didn't go buy no damn margarita mix and do this shit. I made spicy margarita, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they sell the pre-made spicy margaritas in the store, and they're good. If you've never had a spicy margarita, try one. It's really good. But I made it at home. Oh, my God. You talking about some shit that was sneaking up on you? So we were celebrating Cinco de Mayo yesterday. We had we did not have Mexican food. We had steak and margaritas yesterday. So that's what we were doing.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, you know, and we had T-bone steaks. We ain't had no cheap steaks. And I did not fire up my outdoor grill, but I have a indoor smokeless grill that Doc could just throw on the table. So we did the steaks on the table. If you've never had an electric smokeless grill, oh, my God, that bitch. We did that. We followed the directions because we had never, remember, I'm a charcoal girl. So propane and all that stuff I've never used before. This was electric.
Mm-hmm.
That damn grill, they said put it on high and do the steaks. Okay, wrong answer. We should have did it on medium. But we live and learn. But still, our steaks were good as hell. So we was eating steak and drinking margaritas. We weren't feeling no pain. So that's what we. And then today, my grandmother's here, so I took my mother and my grandmother to brunch. We only have one casino here. Well, we have three casinos, but only one of them has a buffet now. So I took them to the buffet, and the woman at the waitress that was waiting on our table, she said she thought it would have been busy earlier, but she said they didn't advertise that they were opening up at 11 o'clock. I said, good, because we got there like at noon. So what I will say, if anybody from Detroit is listening and you happen to work at Motor City Casino, let me tell you, this show was disappointing today. And when I say it was disappointing, the food, they had fabulous food. But if you open up at 11 a.m., the phone shouldn't be called on the buffet at noon.
No.
Her food was cold, and I was not happy. Now, they did have shrimp and grits, but they were good. They were not as good as the ones I had when I go to Indianapolis. But they were good. I mean, and for anybody who don't understand, you do not make shrimp and grits with the damn Quaker grits. That's not how you make them. So if you say, oh, I can make shrimp. No, I actually have the grits that you make them with. You have to let them soak and everything. There are different type of grits that you make them with. So I knew they were real because I was like, oop, this is right. They didn't try to throw no Quaker oats up in there. You know, the Quaker grits. So the shrimp and grits, like I said, they weren't as good as they are when we go to Indianapolis, but they were good. And they had prime rib. Now, me and my daughter made sure, you know, one thing of prime rib, I don't care where you go, prime rib is expensive, especially nowadays. So me and my daughter and my mother made sure that we had prime rib. So that paid for everything right there, our prime rib. But it was nice to have my grandmother there. I mean, anytime my grandmother is here, it's a blessing. So, you know, just having her. And we sat there, and, you know, it was just really nice. I mean, that's the only thing I could say. I enjoyed myself. I was glad that I, you know, as they say, another Mother's Day, I got to spend with my grandmother, because I know one day I'm going to lose her. And I'm trying to take advantage of the time that I have with her, so I'm really enjoying it. You know, and that's the one thing I can say. I'm really enjoying it. My grandmother is 93 years old. My grandmother will be 94 next Sunday, a week from today. So,
awesome.
I'm going to actually talk to her probably tomorrow or Tuesday and ask her if she wants to go to breakfast or if she wants to go to lunch. I ain't doing dinner. I don't do nobody's dinner. But her favorite restaurant is Cracker Barrel. And we've had discussions about Cracker Barrel on this show. And we all know that I do like Cracker Barrel also. Do I get up and go all the time? No. But since I know that Cracker Barrel is what my grandmother is used to going to, I want her to, you know that even though she's not at her home in Alabama, that she still, you know, she can still go to Cracker Barrel. So I'm going to take her next Sunday to Cracker Barrel, and I'm going to ask her, do you want breakfast or do you want lunch? No. And since nobody has told her that we have a Cracker Barrel here, she's going to be really happy.
Oh, you know that.
Like I said, do I know what we're going to eat? No. I don't. I'm just going to savor that my grandmama will be 94 next week and that she's here. And I'm going to get to celebrate her 94th birthday with her. And if anybody was listening to the show, when my grandmother turned 90, we did a big birthday celebration for her. So, you know, this is one of those where she won't have the whole family here. She'll have my family. But it will still be, you know, really good. And my grandmother has been blessed to be able to say she's had a chance to see both of her great-great-grandchildren and hold them, you know, and it's not a, oh, I wonder who they are. It's a, I know who they are. And I was blessed to have my great-great-grandmother until
That's awesome.
She passed away in 97. So I know that my grandmother loves it. She's got her, and my great-grandmother got a chance to see my children. But this was like a year before she passed, so she really didn't get a chance to, you know, enjoy them the way that my grandmother has had a chance
right.
to enjoy my grandchildren. So
oh, yeah.
I like that, you know, she's had a chance to meet both her great-great-grandchildren. And I'm hoping she make it another year, you know, but we got next Sunday and I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
You know, we're coming up on a break. Can you believe that we've been going 6 months already again? It don't seem like it. I mean, it's like May just started and it's about to fucking end, you know.
Holy cow, we've been going that long?
I mean, we haven't taken a break at all. I think we may have canceled one show. I mean, actually, this is the longest where we've gone where we haven't been taking, like, different breaks in between. Like,
right.
we already know we're not going to be on the day before Memorial Day. And that's only because for anybody who don't understand, I do honor Memorial Day. And I'm almost positive so we'll be on next week. We probably won't be on the 22nd. I'm almost positive. I could check right now. I'm pretty sure we're not going to be on the 27th. 22nd, because I think that's Memorial Day. The 23rd is Memorial Day. And we normally don't have a show before Memorial Day.
No. Back it up at least another week. Saturday, May 28th, I've got a concert to go to. And it is Night Ranger and Starship, or Jefferson Starship. And
well, actually,
Sunday,
we're not going to be on
the 29th.
It's the day before Memorial Day, so we will not be.
Yep.
So
Memorial
like said,
Day
is just
Monday the 30th.
So
we should be on
I'm checking.
At least two more?
That's what I'm checking now. Because I couldn't remember. You know, I get a little, I have no problem saying I get a little thrown off. See, we know we're on next Sunday.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, yep, you're right. We got
one
next
more.
Sunday the 20th. Yeah, we've got the 15th and the 22nd. Then we're not scheduled for the day before Memorial Day. And for, like I said, for anybody who don't understand, we never do the day before
right.
Memorial Day. The reason why is because we real folks. We might be on the air drunk. That's just like, oh, and just like we don't have a show on Super Bowl Sunday. We just don't do it. There's like two Sundays that we could say flat out we don't do Super Bowl Sunday. We don't do the day before Memorial Day.
Yep.
And we've
got
we've got four shows in June. Our last show is June 26th, and then we don't come back until 9/11. And those shows are already scheduled. So
September.
Says, how am I looking? I've already looked. 9/11, we're scheduled, and I'll go in and I'll do. And then we take a two-week break during the Christmas holiday. So for anybody who's
mm-hmm.
never listened to the show, this is how we do it. You know, we take these hiatuses because that's what we could do. And if we need to take longer hiatuses, we do. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
we take them. But the day before Memorial Day, we don't do, like I said, because we're real people. As they say, we're real alcoholics. We probably start drinking Friday when we get off work. So ain't no damn way if we start drinking on Friday when we get off work, we're going to be conscious on Sunday. And we got another day off work on Monday? Come on now. That shit ain't happening. Just letting
yeah.
y'all know.
Oh, yeah.
We just keeping it real.
I mean, people on here listening, be thankful that me and Miss V don't get totally drunk for the whole weekend of the Triple Crown affair. I mean,
yeah.
it would be this weekend, then 2 weeks wouldn't be here, then 3 weeks after that wouldn't be here. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like I said, yesterday I was actually celebrating Cinco de Mayo. So,
mm-hmm.
it was a very big thing for us, but we still did good. You know, I'm not even going to sit there and say, oh, well, we actually had planned it that way. And, you know, as they say, it's a little annoying when Cinco de Mayo falls during the fucking week because we actually drink.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to have fun and drink. But we were okay with it also. You know, like I said, we were okay, and we've got a few things for celebrating. I'm still enjoying it. Every time it rains, I'm, like, enjoying my new roof. I never thought I could get such joy out of something goes over my head. But and for anybody who's listening, it's not that I'm enjoying the roof on my house. I'm enjoying the roof on my garage. It rains, my car doesn't get wet any longer. Like, it rained, and I looked out, I was like, damn, I opened up the garage. It wasn't no water on the floor, floor in the garage, nothing. It was nice. I was like, damn, it's dry in this bitch. So, yeah. So I'm really, every time it rains, I'm enjoying my roof more.
Oh, hell yes. So, yeah, I mean, the horse race, unbelievable. And the guy that owns the horse is here in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And
can tell you that
it was a great, like I said, great race.
Once I saw that damn 21 pull on in front of everybody, I had to turn away. I actually turned away from the damn race after that. I didn't want to see the ceremony and not look some motherfucking piss. I was like, bitch, fucking long shot.
Yep. I couldn't believe it either.
You know, not.
And then, I mean, when you watch actually the replay, I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he was still feisty after the race. I mean, just biting on the mane of the catch horse and reins and all that. I mean, he was feisty. He wanted to go some more. So, yeah, I mean, right now. Oh, no. I mean, right now, in 2 weeks, I will hopefully be off work early enough, and I'll think about it and go to a horse race track we have here in Oklahoma City. Depending on the odds, and then I'll make my choice. But, damn, if they're that high, I might put some money on that ass.
Yeah. Like I said, all I could do is say, the fuck you come from. But see, I did have money on one of the horses that was 20-1. So it's not like I didn't bet on a long shot. I did bet on one of the horses that was 20-1. Because actually, where's my little list at? Let me see if I got my list. I hope this is good.
I mean, what was it? Epicenter was favored?
Epicenter. The number 3 was Epicenter.
Uh-huh.
Vaden was the number 2, was the number 10. The 3-10 were behind him. Now,
yes.
Crown Pride, the number 7 I had money on, and Cyber Knife, the number 16 I had money on. So, Cyber Knife was actually a long shot. That was the 16 horse. But that 3-10, the 3-10, if that damn 21 horse is. When it came out of nowhere, I would have had the 3-10. Because I did the 10-3-16 in the box. I did the 10-3-7 in the box. So I didn't see who was the place horse. I'm going to be honest, because after that damn 21-1, it was like, fuck, I ain't got no money anyway. Because it's a done deal. That wasn't on my fucking radar.
Isn't that the truth?
Wasn't
I don't
radar.
Think it was on anybody's. It wasn't on anybody's radar. And that's what's
and
weird.
Because,
I mean, it's a alternate horse.
Yeah.
Because the number 20 scratched. So they brought up 20, which is Rich. Yeah, whatever.
Rich Strike or whatever. Again, like I said, that motherfucker came up out of nowhere. So all I could do is say, You know, he wasn't on my fucking radar. He did make the program, though, because the program I got, I was looking to see if he was in there, and he was in the program that I got on Friday. So he must have been at it Friday morning. But I didn't bother to look.
And that's when.
You know, because if they would have said that he was even a contender, I would have put some money on him. You know, I normally do. And I bet, but see, I did not see him as the long shot because the long shot was the 20-1 horse for the longest. That was Cyberknife, which was the 20-1, and he was the longest of the long shots. So I did go for the long shot, but this motherfucker I didn't see because if I would have thought he was 80-1, I would have put money on him. I probably would have put $5 on him. But that's what I get for not paying attention when I went to the track. I won't do that shit no more. Let's make that clear. I won't do
that
shit no more.
When he came in, it was Friday morning, and he only had one win this year. And then you've got a jockey, I mean, not a rookie, but he won his first Kentucky Derby. But the way that horse ran reminded me of a lot of, I mean, the biggest one, Secretariat.
Well, you know they're going to test him. All I got to do is I hope that he don't fail his test. Because he did come out of nowhere.
And I agree.
And that doesn't mean, I am not hoping that he was drugged up on anything. So I don't want to hear anybody say, Ms. V, you said, no, I'm not hoping that. But because of the way he ran and his hyperness afterwards, all of the horses are drug tested afterwards. So let's make that clear. It's not like, oh, they're singling him out. Every single horse is tested afterwards, period.
Yep, before and after. Now, the thing was, on the after, it takes months because Bob Balfour, I believe last year, had the winning Kentucky winner.
His suspension didn't go in until the beginning of this year.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Because remember, I had that horse last year when he won.
Those races. Yes, and now.
But let's make it clear.
After.
So I'm telling everybody, hold on to your tickets because. Here's the catch, and I've been checking instances, and I'm going to check further. But if the winner of the Kentucky Derby gets scratched, I think, don't quote me, I think if you still have your ticket from that race and the runner-up is declared the winner, that you are able to collect your money. I think.
Okay, now what happens if you picked one of Bob's horses last year to win the Kentucky Derby? He did. Then you find out half a year later, oh, DQ'd. So what happens on
that? Because you already cashed in your ticket, you keep your money because of the way the DQ went. But I tell people that's like holding on to your lottery ticket. You just don't get rid of it immediately. I tell everybody that's why I don't get rid of any tickets immediately.
Uh-huh. So you can cash them in day or day after the race.
Yeah, as long as they're still, that horse is declared the winner, you still cash in that ticket.
Okay.
Because I cashed in my ticket last year. I remember I won the Derby last year.
Right, yes. And that's why I'm curious, after everything that happened this past winter with Bob, you know, oh, shit. Okay, now that was going to be my question tonight, too, which you've already answered. Do you still actually claim that money on the bet at the day of that race?
I'm typing in now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah,
so
I mean, Rich,
the answer,
Strike.
Because they put out there, they said, people who bet on Medina Spirit, I was one of those who bet on Medina Spirit, they do get to keep their winnings. But the reason why is because you cash in, you have the unofficial and official results. He didn't get disqualified until, later on. So...
Right.
Are you really going to go throughout the country? Like, I think all I won was like $56. But now I'm going to Like if you had to declare on your taxes, those people would be easier to trace. But how would you going to trace somebody like me who only won $56? Mm-hmm. I didn't even win $100. So, and because I did cash in my ticket immediately, oh, and they said customers who have backed the disqualified horse are entitled to the winners. And those who have money on the horse who is awarded the race in the storage room are also paid out. So what happens is that the people who had the horse that came in second to Medina Spirit, if they still had their tickets as winning tickets last year, they got money.
Yeah.
They got money.
If they did not cash them in or after they cashed them in.
No, let's say that they had.
Oh, actually, it would be after. Yes, okay,
right.
If they had this one horse that came in second, held on to that ticket, oh, guess what? This horse won because of the Q. So take that in there, cash that in. Oh, big paycheck right there, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
Bookmakers are not required to settle bets on the amended resort. Oh, no, you don't get the money because I read that wrong. They said disqualifications may take place on the day of the race, but there are occasions when the result will be altered at a later date. Bookmakers are not required to settle bets on the amended resort, and wagers are settled on the original outcome. So what happened on the day of?
So that ticket, then, yeah, too bad, so sad. Other than you can hold it as a souvenir and go, hey, guess what? After disqualification, my horse won.
And the ticket might be worth some money. And that ticket will probably be worth some money because you could say, look, I had this ticket and I didn't get rid of it. You could probably sell it and get some money, though. You know, just because you bet on that other horse and you got the ticket.
Right.
But let me bring in Randy because I know he probably won't chime in.
Is he biting at the bit?
Yeah. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just relaxing at home, proudly wearing your Miss V at the Dark t-shirt that you sent me years ago.
Nice.
The logo ain't changed.
It fits. It fits, even the right size. It fits me. It's comfortable. It's very comfortable. And I got the t-shirt. I still got the note you sent me. What is it? 6 years ago, and a pen. I still have those items.
Awesome.
It's Mother's Day at work. I had to deal with a lot of mothers at the restaurant today.
Well, hopefully they were sipping well.
They were. They are. They're nice ladies. Nice ladies. Some with their teenage sons bringing their mom to brunch. Others. How's the weather over there? But right now it's sunny right now. At least trying to be where I am.
It's in the 60s, but it's like that cool breeze 60s. But it don't feel bad.
Shoot, when I got
what
up this morning, when I left for work, it was about 45 degrees. It was cold.
Oh, wow.
Of course, it was early in the morning.
What's that now?
And it's in the 60s now. Got rain. We had rain Friday and Saturday, so all day, both days.
We had tornadoes Monday and Wednesday, and today we were at 92.
92 degrees?
Yeah, that was today.
Wow.
I'm jealous.
I don't want it to be 92. 92 is just too damn hot.
No. Yes.
I like it in the 70s.
Hot.
Once you hit 80, I'm just like, I'm through with that shit. The 70s are good. Once you hit above 80, that becomes that I got to cut my central air on shit, and that pisses me off. That's just me. Because then, like, I like the way it is now, I can open up a window and get, like, a little cool breeze. I like the idea of being able to get a little bit of a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When you start hitting the 80s and the 90s, the odds are you ain't got no damn breeze with that.
Well, that's the thing. After going to Hawaii in March, I mean, lows at night were in the 60s, highs in the 80s. And then if you went into and over the mountains, go across the island, I mean, the lowest we hit was like 47.
That's cold.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's cold.
I mean, yeah, it's chilly, but it's like, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I'm actually spoiled now after going to Hawaii.
See, we haven't even got night. The highest we ever got was, well, 80 degrees. That's about the highest we got. Between March and now. We haven't even got
damn.
The 90s yet. Not even close.
I think we hit 70 one day, but it's supposed to be in the 70s in the coming week. And I can tell you that depending on how it is, I'm starting to get myself a little comfortable not wearing my dresses. I've got to go get a pedicure because it's almost time to pull out those cute sandals. So toes need to be showing. I'm just ready for it. I mean, I'm ready for everything that's about to happen. It's going to be a long summer. I am still, if anybody wants to contribute to my Bahamas fund, because I still have not made my reservation for my trip to the Bahamas. I just want to go to, the sad part is that I only want to go to the Bahamas for like 4 days or something. I'm not trying to be there for a week. And every place I'm looking is saying they want me there for a week, and I'm just not ready to do that. And now after everything else, somebody trying to do 3 or 4 days. But what I do want to talk about is the nonsense in Alabama. And when I say the nonsense in Alabama, well, let's talk about, well, no, I don't want to. Yeah, I do want to say this. Okay. The information from the Supreme Court about the overturning Roe v. Wade. I'm going to say this clear and simple. I am pro-choice. And I do agree with the people who are coming out and saying that, you know, once you start telling a person, and this is what people are not looking at, and the people who are pro-life are not understanding that you're fucking with the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is what allows interracial marriage, same-sex marriage, the voting right, a lot of stuff falls under the 14th Amendment. When you start taking away people's rights under the 14th Amendment, and for anybody who doesn't know, Roe v. Wade falls under the 14th Amendment for the Privacy Act, that people have the right to the privacy of what they choose and who they choose to be with, along with the rights of the body. When you tell a woman that she cannot have an abortion, first of all, especially when there are no exceptions. That's the problem I have, because there should be an exception to rape, incest, life of the mother. The way that it's like, you know, your brother can go fuck you and get you pregnant. You can't get rid of it. Your uncle can rape you, and who wants to carry the child of a person who raped them? And people,
correct,
the way it currently is that you have the choice, carry that child or terminate it. But what they're saying is that even the abortion pills, most abortions, which I did not know, because as a person who is not in that particular situation, I did not know that I thought that they took you like in an operating room. The majority of abortions right now are done with a pill. I did not know that until I was watching something the other day. So you're not even invading the body. But what I can tell you is that if this is where I want people to listen, the Henrietta Jean is a black woman where they took cells from her, and she passed away. They took them without her knowledge or her permission, and they're still using them to make all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that a child is viable from the day of inception, okay, we all start as cells.
Mm-hmm.
What really defines life? Because if that's the case, I think that everybody who goes to cut their grass should be prosecuted. If you chop down a tree, you should be prosecuted. Come on now. And I'm taking it to that level because I want people to understand. If you talk about when life begins and you're calling what a woman does murder as something, I mean, I believe as most states currently have it, is that if a child can be viable outside of the body, that is when you can no longer terminate, when a child can be viable. I'm telling you, when that sperm hit that fucking egg, ain't nothing living outside my damn body. You don't even know what the fuck it is.
All right. Yes, correct.
But I think that once a child can live outside of the body, without the aid of the parent, then that's when you should not be able to have an abortion. That's when I feel I am pro-choice. Because
okay.
I can tell you that if I, and as a rape survivor, I can tell you, if I would have gotten pregnant, considering the nature of my rape, ain't no motherfucking way I would have given birth to that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you, for one, I was extremely young when that happened, and two, the hatred that I probably would have towards that child because I would see the face of one of my rapists.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that everybody feels that way. But when, first of all, because of the bullshit that we feed our children, I mean, there's so many fucking hormones in the food that we feed our children. You have girls, really babies at the age of 7 to 8 that have menstrual cycles, which means they're able to conceive. What fucking 7-year-old has maturity? First of all, a 7-year-old body hasn't even developed enough on its own. They're still developing. And you're going to tell this 7-year-old child that she's going to give birth and take care of a baby? That's bullshit. That's just the way I feel. And when I say this, I know young ladies right now that are 7 and 8 years old and have menstrual cycles. A menstrual cycle, you are releasing an egg. Now, some little, and let's keep it real. Motherfucking men, I love y'all, but y'all fucking that head between y'all legs were thinking, when them motherfuckers start producing sperm and you stick that shit up into a 7-year-old, first of all, why the fuck are you fucking a 7-year-old? Second of all, if she gets pregnant, are you going to tell that 7-year-old that she got to keep a baby and she a baby herself? That's not a damn Barbie doll. That's a human.
Yep, I agree.
So,
and see, I mean,
Those are real examples, and a congressman made a comment. I wish they would have released his name, but they said they have talked to a lot of these men, and I want y'all to realize these are men making decisions about what women should do. They said that they are pro-life unless their child gets raped. Now, if it's their daughter, then they want their daughter to have an abortion. So, but they are voting as if they could care regardless. But when you talk to them privately, and they said they've had a lot of conversations with these men privately, off the record, and that's why they're not releasing their names. But 90% of the men that are making these laws who are saying, no, we are pro-life, we are pro-life. First of all, I'm going to ask the question that I want everybody to think about. When these women and children and girls get pregnant and you say, you can't have an abortion, you got to take care of that baby, are you going to come take care of them? Because that's more women on welfare rolls. Do you know how hard, hell, as a woman who had a child in her 20s, it was a struggle. And I made my choice to have my children. Can you imagine a 9 or 10 or 13 or 14 or 15-year-old or someone who's barely out of high school or in high school having a baby? It is hard to, first of all, child care is an arm and a motherfucking leg if you can find it. So you're putting more people on the poverty rolls, and I want people to really look at it. You're putting more people on public assistance on federal, state, and aid than you would by letting people make these choices. I think it should be an individual choice. Because it is the same case that it when I was married, and I want these people to understand this. When I was married, if I would have wanted to abort one of my children, I never did. So I'm putting that out there. All my kids are here to say, Mom, I never did. But if I would have wanted to because I was married, you know I still needed permission from my husband, and that's where because of where I lived at.
Yes.
I needed permission because I was married. So I want people to understand there are laws that do, it's not so much as making a choice, but there are laws that do already, there are laws that even with Roe v. Wade being on the books that do protect the children. Men have gone to court and said, hey, she wants to have an abortion, but I want that child and I'm willing to take that child. But what's the case when you got two people? Okay, let's say me and Greg, I'm going to right put you out there. Let's say me and Greg fucking. Greg knocked my ass up. I decided I didn't like Greg's dick, and I don't like Greg. Greg don't want no motherfucking kid because he's like, bitch, you was just fucked there one night stand. And I'm like, motherfucker, I wasn't trying to get pregnant by you. What the fuck happened? Okay, Greg don't want a baby. I don't want a baby. But you're going to tell these two old motherfuckers who can't stand each other because we found out we had nasty-ass fucking sex that wasn't good. It wasn't even worth calling back for. Okay?
I mean, I agree there. Now, not to mention you say that, I'm going to say, damn, I got a good fucking dick, and it's big. It's long. Go from OKC to Detroit.
that's what they all say. They got a long. That's what all guys say. They got a long dick.
It brings back a memory from Richard Pryor. Yeah, that water cold. And the other boy said, yeah, that water deep too.
But I'm just saying, so when you get, you know, and that's a really big extreme, but I'm using real extremes because who's going to take care of these children? And that's my biggest question. And I don't want to hear about adoption and all this shit because guess what? The majority of children that are being adopted do – look at the number of children that are in foster care right now that actually out of the system because they don't get adopted. People normally want newborn babies, but guess what? You have – let's call it the way it is. You still have people who are racist on all sides, and then you have adoption agencies that are also racist. So don't say – oh, I'll just go adopt the baby because adoption is not easy. There is a full screening process. While you're going through that screening process, this child is going through many numerous homes. By the time this child gets to age that, you know, by the time they get where they are, quote-unquote, able to be adopted, guess what? You've got these parents who said, well, I want a newborn. And the process starts all over again. So you have a child that's going through the system that's going home to home, home to home, home to home, home to home. I want people to look at everything, not just about the life of the child. I'm not anti-children. I am anti-putting children in situations that look at the number of children who get killed by their parents. I mean, hell, this is not a black or white issue. This is a life issue, period. A bitch here killed two of her children. She had them in the freezer. That was all over the news a few years ago. Look at, you're going to have a lot of illegal abortions. You're going to have a lot of toilet babies. And when I say toilet babies, I want people to understand what I'm saying is you're going to have a lot of people having babies and quote unquote stillbirths. Come on now. Leave it up to the woman. Leave it up to the people that are in this, because what's going to happen if you tell a woman she can't have an abortion? Next thing you're going to do is you're going to say there can't be interracial marriage. Because somebody
now,
out there, somewhere, is going to start talking about interracial marriage. Then they're going to talk about gay marriage. So it's more than, you know, people are looking at one thing, but you have to look at the other things that are, it's going to go back to segregated schools. You know, one small thing will can go to another, because all you got to take is some assholes on either side. And people say, that'll never happen, that'll never happen. We never thought that we would hear about fucking Roe v. Wade being overturned either.
Yep.
All
right,
all it
now,
takes is an
asshole. My thing. You are pro-choice. Me, I was raised pro-life. Now, I still am pro-life, but everything is getting so extreme now that even though I disagree with abortions, it is the woman's choice to do that. He is the one that makes the choice and does that and has the consequences. So good, bad, doesn't matter. I disagree with abortion, but it is not my choice for that woman I don't even know or a woman I know to make that choice. So if I have sex with someone, oh, yeah, well, I want to have it. Okay, we'll go from there. I will be there then. I disagree with it, but okay. So it's... Yeah.
And that's
so
what I'd like to hear, that just because you don't agree with it, you're not saying, and tell me if I'm interpreting, you're pro-life. You don't agree with abortion, but you also don't agree that a woman should be forced to do something that she doesn't want to do, which is like have a child.
Correct.
Might not agree with her having that abortion. And like I said, I can understand, and that's what I want people to understand. You could be pro-life and not try to force somebody to do something. It's just like politics. We don't see eye to eye on all politics, but do I sit there and say, if you don't agree with me, you have to do it this way? I mean, look at the shit that a lot, I mean, sometimes I look at, I think that two idiots shouldn't marry each other. I mean, so, and I mean,
that ain't
come on.
Shit.
I'm, so, but this is what I want people, and I know that it seems like I'm making light of what's going on, but let's say that I know that I have a friend. Let's say I have a female friend that's an idiot, and I have an ex-man that's an idiot, and those two idiots decide they want to get together. And but I have documentation that they're both idiots. So should I be able to put a law in the book and say that idiot can't marry each other, they can't do anything together? You know, or Greg is white, I'm black. They say, y'all can't fuck. I mean, I do agree that BCLT should be illegal, so for the states that I'm not, so I want people to understand, I don't agree with fucking animals. No way, no how at all. But that's what I'm saying. That I understand. You're talking human with animal, but when you start talking about what two humans can't do together, I mean, there are some things. I'm of that generation, don't ask, don't tell. So
I'm not
anti-gay marriage. I've got gay friends, but do I feel that it needs to be shoved down my throat that I need to accept this? No. I think that if I see you holding a hand, cool. But
yeah, I agree.
The stuff that is
out there,
I don't necessarily always agree with, but I'm not sitting there and say you should outlaw it either. You know, I think that, you know, because what is it? It used to be where you straight or gay. Now, there, I'm, and I
Correct.
Kid you not, I've been, like, getting surveys, First of all, you get to choose your own race on the lodging. It used to be two races. Now it's like black / African-American, white / Caucasian, Hispanic / Mexican, other. And you can write down what you are. That's just on the race part of it. Then you get down to sex. Heterosexual, gay, bisexual, polyamorous, or other. Because now they got this they thing.
Yeah.
I'm
and
not necessarily telling
I'm...
all of that, but do I sit here and say, you know, I look at you, you know, now I have to refer to someone who is quote-unquote polyamorous, or however you pronounce it, as they. Because they're not a male, they're not a female. You might have a pussy or you might have a dick, but I can't call you a him, I can't call you a her, I gotta call you a they.
A what?
So some of this shit I think is, oh, you haven't heard that? There are people, literally, there's no problem, there's not a he or a she, it's a they. Even though you might look at that person and you know they got a dick and they fuck like a guy, they look like a guy, they act like a guy, but when you ask them what they are, they. Seriously, that is, that's what they're called, they.
I mean, no offense, but what do you view yourself as, male, female, or non-binary?
Non-binary.
No. You are born with a dick or vagina. So.
Every now and then you get a hermaphrodite.
A mixture of both, and very seldom, but yes, that's out there. So.
But when you say you're non-binary, so when people say, and I know people are going to say, oh, I'm not anti-anything. I am pro-choice for everything. I may not always agree with those choices, but I'm pro-choice.
Correct.
But if
I
have
agree.
To, but if it is, but when you start fucking with one thing, you're going to fuck with everything. And that's what I want people to understand. Because there was a time where it was against the law to marry outside of your race. There was a time when it was against the law to live outside of your quote-unquote racial neighborhood. There was a law where schools were segregated. There was a law where you had different eating facilities, different hotels, different everything.
Oh, yeah. And that's
people,
for
look at
everybody.
Who's in charge and how the laws, when you start fucking with one thing, there was a time, and I want women, especially these pro-life women, I want you to hear what I'm saying. There was a time when women did not have the right to vote. There was a time when black people couldn't vote. As a matter of fact, it was a little bit over 50 years ago when black people couldn't vote.
Oh, yeah.
So, women, remember, you didn't get the right to vote until 1928 or 1932.
Well,
so
1920.
Why are you up here talking about all this shit? The women's right to vote was in the late 20s, early 30s. It may have been 1919. But again, it ain't been like no, it hasn't been since the creation of this country. Black people, you were 3/5 of a person. So, when people start talking about things, the Constitution, they're right. The Constitution does not say you have the right to have an abortion. But the Constitution also says, as women, we don't have the right to vote. That's why there are amendments that are amendments to the Constitution.
Correct.
This Supreme Court, and this is where I had a problem, the justices on the Supreme Court were asked when they were nominated and put in, would you overturn Roe v. Wade? And they have the tapes, they've been releasing them, where these justices who are now voting to overturn it said that Roe v. Wade was the law of the land, that it was precedent already set in the 14th Amendment, and now they're saying, nope, that don't mean shit.
Yeah.
And that's where I have the problem, because you were asked point blank in sworn testimony in front of the Congress of the United States and the Senate, and you said what you would not do, and you went against it, which means now that you're no better than motherfucking Congress. Why the fuck are you a Supreme Court justice if you're going to fucking lie to us also? Because then you're not looking at what your justice is no longer blind. Justice says if you're Republican or Democrat, and it wasn't always like that.
Agreed.
When you are a judicial person, like, I can look at the law. It doesn't matter what I feel. I have to look at the law. The United States Supreme Court has decided they are no longer going to look at the law, and they're going to say, I am pro-life. So fuck the law that has been sitting out here all this time that was based on the Privacy Act of the 14th Amendment. I want people to realize this was about the 14th Amendment of the United States, the Privacy Act in it. So we no longer have no privacy. So guess what? If you suck dick for a living, and they start saying sucking dick is illegal, it's going to be a whole lot of mad motherfucking men. And maybe that's what we need to start telling men. You can't get your dick sucked no more, because if you get your dick sucked and we don't agree with who sucked your dick, we cut your dick off. I bet men will change their minds. These men who are making, that's why, because men like getting their dick sucked. Let's keep it real. Or better yet, let's say that it's illegal. Let's not go with dick sucking. It's illegal to fucking jack off. If your dick ain't inside of a pussy, you just can't take your hand and make that happen. Your dick has to physically be inside of a pussy.
Yep.
A human pussy, not no damn silicone.
Or an ass.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, that's fine. It is going to come down to, okay, now, also, I just heard this yesterday. The Supreme Court does not have checks in place as far as censorship or anything else. They are free roaming and outlaws. Pretty much, that's what it is.
Sad.
There is no censorship with the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And I just heard that this weekend. It's like, are you kidding me? Congress,
and this goes both
Senate,
ways. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican.
Everybody.
People need to look and understand it. But we got 90 seconds, so I know I got riled up. I thought I really wasn't going to stay on this because I wanted to talk about other stupid shit. But,
hey, it's
see,
a great
and,
show.
And for anybody who listens to the show, we tend not, unless it's like football, basketball, unless it's a sport, we tend not to carry our shit over to the following week just because, for one, it's going to be something else stupid to happen next week. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's going to be something else stupid to happen. Oh, but I did, before we get off, okay, this is a carryover from last week to the Alabama Sheriff's Deputy, to, what's her name, Vicky White. I hope that dick is good, because, honey, you're going to prison when they catch you. I haven't found no dick that good.
Yes. That bitch is gone once she gets caught, if she ain't dead.
She'll be fired.
Oh, she's going to prison.
She's already been
fired. She's already fired.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
Now,
but
the only thing is, I bet you, she going to be pregnant, too, by the time they catch her.
I don't think so, because she's 56 years old.
Oh, trust me, them eggs are still, yeah.
She's 56 and he's 39. I'm telling you that I hope that motherfucking done sucked the goddamn ovary out because, baby, you getting ready to go to prison. They're going to catch you.
Yep.
And
you
supposed to
get
right up the job. Okay,
yeah.
I looked at this tells you I looked at the criminal route. Now, the criminal route said you done did all this. You had a 6-hour head start before they found out you was gone. Why the fuck did you go to Atlanta? Why didn't you take your ass to Mobile and have a boat ready so your ass could have went to fucking 50 miles to goddamn Cuba and then there's an extradition in Cuba?
That's it. Bingo.
I don't know what the fuck are these people thinking? You just damn close to the ocean? I'm just saying it. I'm just putting it out there. Because I looked, I was like, well, dog, they had a 6-hour lead. They were, I looked at the distance. I was like, okay, it was only going to take them like 5 hours to get to the Mobile. Still, wasn't nobody going to be looking for them in Mobile because they thinking they going to the damn border. Go to fucking Cuba. But you know what? See, that's the difference between a well-thought-out and a fucking dick. Because, see, if I was going
to
do some shit like that, I want to make sure that I'm going to live the life. I'm going to goddamn Cuba. I watch enough TV. I'm fucking flaws with the Cuba. I'm telling you, y'all just got to... I'm just saying.
Yep. Here's
if
bang,
you
go
run, that says she ain't probably turn her hair black, though. But, again,
yeah, but
people...
got blonde roots.
But again, but I'm still telling you, my whole thing is that you had a big enough lead, you got cash money, you should have had a motherfucking boat down in Mobile, okay? Ready to go. You don't need
no
fucking yacht.
No
all you need is a boat that's the same. It's 50 miles to fucking Cuba. That's why they fucking always, I'm just saying, she must miss that class in school. Because, hell, I've been a damn U.S. citizen my whole damn life, and I can tell you the one thing I learned about Cubans is that if you come across from Cuba, which is only 50 miles, I know y'all keep saying, why I say this, it's only 50 miles. There's a, I don't know how true it is, I have not researched it, I don't remember everything from civics class, but my understanding was that if you make it to shore without Border Patrol or somebody catching you, you get to stay in the United States if you came from Cuba. Now, that may have changed. But it only pertains to Cuban refugees that come through the shore, that come across the water. I don't know how true that is, people. But that's what I remember because it's only 50 miles. And I keep saying that because it really is only 50 miles from the United States to Cuba. Why do you think so many people talk about escaping to Cuba? Really, if you look at some of the FBI fugitives, they will tell you. They won't put it on their poster. But 9 times out of 10, if you look at some of the crime stories of people who escaped from prison, there is a black female right now who escaped from prison like back in the 70s. They know she's in Cuba. She's writing poetry, and this bitch is making some loot. But she knows that if she ever leaves Cuba, she's fucked. But she's living a life in Cuba and making money as a black woman, and she escaped from prison. And I want to say she's part of the Black Panther Party. I might be lying about that. But she was a, I mean, bitch was in prison for some serious shit. It wasn't no petty shit. Y'all gotta look, go to Cuba.
I mean, I agree. Not to mention, they have some of the best cigars.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want to go through all that to help a motherfucker get out of prison, leave the goddamn country. Because, see, technology is a bitch.
Bingo.
We don't have an extradition agreement with fucking Cuba, okay? Don't go to Haiti because we got one with Haiti. Stay on Cuba.
Yeah.
But your ass went to Atlanta? Are you fucking kidding me? We don't went over. But I just wanted to put that out there because, see, as a person who I looked at, oh, well, they probably, in my mind, I was like, well, they must have hopped the boat and went to Cuba. No, you motherfuckers went to Atlanta. What dumb ass goes to motherfucking Atlanta? You want to stand out even more. You are two white people in the fucking blackest city in the goddamn country outside of the North. And you a tall-ass fucking gumpy white man and a short fucking white woman. You going to stand out because most of the people in Atlanta are black and the men in Atlanta are questionable. I don't want nobody to come back and bash me. So I'm just gonna say the men are questionable. Okay? So you just went where and on top of that, Atlanta has a big Asian community. Again, you went to a city where you're gonna stand out like a motherfucking sore thumb. I hope you didn't think you was gonna fly to Hartsfield motherfucking airport. But again, I'm just putting it out there. I did need that to carry over. We might carry that over next week because I just think this is dumber than dumb. This is dumber than dumb. I mean, I hope he's banging that ass every fucking night because that's that dumb shit. Bitch, you're going to prison. You lost your pension. They fired you already because your paperwork was never processed. You are a fucking fugitive.
She's a fucking idiot.
I ain't got no dick that good yet.
That's it. Sell your house and take everything out of savings and go ahead and apply for retirement. Oh, guess what? Retirement gone.
That's
you
gone.
Dumb fucking ass. Dumb.
And
dumb.
They put out there she's officially fired. She is a fugitive with him. So again, I'm like, damn, I ain't found no dick that good. I'm serious. I'm serious. And like I said, I hope she understands that she's going to prison. I'm just thinking that dick must be good. I ain't found none that good. I ain't found no dick that make me want to kill yet, okay? So, dick that make you want to be in prison for the rest of your life and never have no more dick? Oh, that dick better be good, because, honey, it's over.
Yeah.
It is over.
Well, that's the thing. I've had some good pussy, but ain't nothing that good for me to go to fucking jail. Hell, who the fuck no?
Same here. Same here.
Well,
we're going to have to carry this discussion, unlike other discussions that we don't carry over, this one we're going to have to carry the next week because I think we didn't even talk about the motherfuckers who escaped from prison in New York like this. But that's because at least we knew they were together and we knew they were going to get caught. And at least the female that helped them got enough common sense to get stupid and sick when she was supposed to help them and fuck them over so they had to come up with a new plan. I mean, she still did 18 months in prison for that shit. But at least she had enough common sense to say, let me get sick real quick. I ain't going to help them.
Yep.
And then tell everybody what happened. You know what I'm saying? This one didn't have enough common sense. And she all on video putting him in the car and shit. Let's go, people. I could talk about this for another 6 hours, so we already went over by a few minutes. I want everybody to have a great week. We will be back next week. We'll probably be talking about this type of shit. We'll be talking about next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Have a great week, guys.
Yo. About this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.